Yeah, you guys are not gonna believe what happened.
What happened?
What happened?
I woke up this morning.
And?
It's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
Well, so far, that is very believable.
Who do you have?
Well, I brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Loud early morning.
Early morning.
Entertainment.
Well, in that case...
Entertain me!
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Thursday. But this week is just flying by, and that is just like the entire past year and already into this year. Do you believe it? March 18th already. What have you experienced? Absolutely nothing for my part, except for protests. And, well, political meetings. In person, no masks. You're still locked out of the legislature. They only meet for how many months? Every other year? Well, except with Sisolak, because he's always calling emergency sessions. Wouldn't be surprised if we see more of those before he's out of office. And I would just start assuming now he is going to run for re-election. And just be ready for the primary for the Republican candidates who are going to run against him. There's going to be some big names. There's going to be some people whose names you don't recognize. Start doing your research and don't fall for the BS that is going to be what is considered a political campaign. Advertisements, it gets ridiculous. The only thing the other side wants to do is bash their opponent rather than stand on what they believe in. And speaking of that, I got a very interesting notice last night that I support candidates. So when I give to candidates' campaigns, not to the parties in general, because I want my money to go specifically to somebody like Kim Classic, Klasik. I really wanted her to win. She's awesome. And I hope she runs again. But I got word last night that one of my favorite people on earth is going to be running for the Senate in Arkansas. So I got to drop a check. Because this woman... Before I even knew this, I have a picture of her posted on my political website. Jan Morgan. She is awesome. If you have no idea who Jan Morgan is, just DuckDuckGo her name, or if you're on social media with Facebook, go to her page. I had the honor of meeting her here in Carson City at their Freedom Fest, their July event, and she was the guest speaker, and I even knew of her before that. She is awesome. But this is where we start to search people out. You know, I always had such a problem with that. Why wait until the last day of filing to let people know that you're running in the primary? Give people a chance to get to know you. I mean, you might hear some names that are thrown around. You may not live in the city of Sparks, but you may have heard the name Christopher Dare. Well, I got some incredible notice that Chris is going to run for Secretary of State. Start looking into him now. Start backing the names you don't recognize. It'd be nice to get somebody in there that you can watch from now until election time. You can listen to what they say. You can watch Chris's votes over at the City of Sparks. You can see what he is about. And you can see if he backtracks on anything. This is what you do when it comes to politics and your elected representatives. Let's get to our poll question today, because I found an answer from yesterday very interesting. Today's poll question actually comes to us by way of you, a listener. Today's poll question: should it be a law that kids have to wait until they're an adult, say 18, and that's the voting age, so why not 18, before they can have gender reassignment surgery? Interesting to see if this turns out to be a state issue or a federal health issue, especially with who was just put in as Health and Human Services Secretary. You know, that's the thing, is the Biden administration just wants to say, you know, the first black woman, the first Hispanic, the first transgender, the first. They have nothing in the concept of qualifications. They just want a virtue signal and say, oh, we're breaking ground, we're making way for the future. It's really, 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 really. It's not about being the first of something. Yeah. It's about virtue signaling for the left. So today's poll question, yes or no, what do you think? 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question: do you believe there is an attack on Christianity in America? Personally, I've seen it through the media. I've even seen it in churches. You just have to shake your head at that one. So 59% of those participating in the poll said yes. 5% said no. 33% absolutely. America was founded on Christian principles, and that is why it is the greatest country in the world. The left hates the strength, wisdom, and guidance that Christianity provides to believers. 1% said, by whom? The left? Maybe. But this is the answer that I think is the best. 2% of those clicked in on it. And actually, the two answers that were available originally were just yes or no. So this is something that you put in. Christianity has been under attack for over 2,000 years. It's not unique to America. And that's where you look at it, right there. Because you don't hear about the beheadings of Christians that are still going on around the world. And here in this country, by the way, I don't know if you saw this a couple of weeks ago, it came out again. Something is built up, and then the media has to go in and retract it, because people aren't doing the research. And sometimes that's even law enforcement. Woman came forward about her teacher, professor, said that he was showing cartoons of Muhammad. Yeah, he was beheaded. That's in this country. Well, she came back and said she made the whole story up. Didn't get a whole lot of press on that one. You know what else isn't getting a whole lot of press? This is coming from News Target. Australian Navy caught in massive coronavirus vaccine side effects cover-up as sailors collapse into critical condition following vaccinations. I will post that on my webpage for you to read. And if you think that, you know, this is such a big deal where you have to go out and get your vaccination immediately because Washoe County and Governor Sisolak is saying, oh, well, we're opening it up to teenagers now. So if you're 16 and over and you have underlying health conditions, if I had underlying health conditions, there's no way I would be getting a jab. But that's just my opinion because I'm not getting it anyway. But again, that's my choice. Or at least it should be in a free society. But we're looking at the opposite of that. So if it is so important, why would Democrats, now think critically about this, give this some thought, serious thought. Why would Democrats block a GOP bill requiring illegal immigrants to be tested for COVID? Why would they block that? Wouldn't that just be common sense for the safety of American citizens? You know, those citizens who are required to have tests every week just to do certain things every day, who are required to keep their jobs, yet illegals can just swarm in and not worry about being tested. Interesting. Why would they do that? Keep their voter base alive? No pun intended. Another story that is just, everything has to be about racism. Racism, racism, racism. Very sad story out of Atlanta about a shooter who went in and started killing. The first thing, because of the eight people that were killed, six were of Asian descent. Ted Lieu is even out there saying, well, you know, Donald Trump kept calling it the Wuhan virus. We all call it the Chinese or China or Wuhan virus because that's where it originated. I mean, they're saying UK variant. Now the Democrats are pushing that, the African variant. What's wrong with saying China or Wuhan flu? Just their stupidity and hypocrisy is just mind-boggling. But they're saying it was all racially driven. Now, the shooter is coming back and saying, no, it wasn't. It was driven by sexual addiction. And I hate to be realistic for you, but the majority of massage parlors out there, not places like spas and, you know, your companies like Massage Envy and things like that. No, this was a massage parlor, in little air quotes there. The majority of them are staffed with petite Asian women. This guy says it was because of a sexual addiction. Because a lot of people know, hate to break it to you, that at these massage parlors, you can ask for a happy ending. This guy wanted to remove the temptation. Mental illness, once again. But no, since he was white and the majority of the people were Asian, we're going to make this about race. And yet, I just get so angry when I'm talking about this. Yet, two men, not even men, really, two teens, set a mentally ill man on fire, broke into his home, doused him with ignitable fluid, and then set him on fire. People rushed in to save him, and then, of course, they left him to die. Somebody rushed in, saw the fire, tried to put the man out, but it was too late. The man suffered a horrific, horrific death. Yeah. Did you hear about this? Probably not, unless you subscribe to the Daily Wire. Because it was two black teens who set a mentally ill white man on fire. Now, had that been reversed? Had it been two white teens that set a black mentally ill man on fire? Don't you think politicians, Kamala Harris and all the rest, would be literally screaming bloody murder? The media would be all over this. Probably never would have heard about it unless the Daily Wire pointed it out and I brought it up to you. There you go. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Unemployment, rent and mortgage payments, healthcare costs, and putting food on the table. These are difficult times trying to survive during the pandemic, and that can only mean one thing. Betting on March Madness. Yes, legalized sports betting is booming, and this is your big chance to finally get out of debt. So join the 47 million other suckers and waste your remaining dollars on the possibility of beating the Vegas odds. Good luck and see you at the homeless shelter.
Fox News and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and whatever time I can get from you today, you can always, always log on and get our podcasts at 991fmtalk.com. As I was listening to Armstrong and Getty this morning, they were talking about how Europe is opening up to AstraZeneca again and saying it's safe, and that's very interesting because I didn't hear them mention the story that Italy is opening up manslaughter probe as a teacher died just hours after getting the vaccine. A 57-year-old music teacher. According to local media there, got the AstraZeneca vaccine, and he died 2 hours later. Now, officials have so far said that there is no evidence of a direct link between the man's death and his shot. But seriously? This is just, I'm sorry, if that's a coincidence, it seems to be a coincidence that's going on all around the country, all around the world. Same thing with the miscarriages. All right. Since I've brought you so much bitterness this morning, let me bring you something sweet. The Chocolate Shop. If you would like to win a chocolate marshmallow-filled or peanut butter-filled bunny from The Chocolate Shop in glorious Gardnerville in the Rayleigh Shopping Center there, then be caller number 4 right now at 884-9910. If you don't want to wait, you can just order it online at Chocolate Shop, that's chocolate, S-H-O-P-P-E.us, or you can get on the phone lines, 884-9910. Good luck to you. We'll be back with more interesting things that you're not going to find anywhere else right here on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Big thank you going out to The Chocolate Shop for bringing us all these great goodies that we can give away on the air. And big congratulations going out to Mike in Reno, who won a chocolate bunny that is filled with his choice of marshmallow or peanut butter, because we don't give you anything that's hollow. Nope. Not even the chocolate bunnies. So congratulations, Mike. And again, thank you to The Chocolate Shop. If you want to get something ordered, whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or just because you want some great chocolate, well, log on to chocolateshop.us. That's chocolate, S-H-O-P-P-E.us. Handmade, homemade, right there in glorious Gardnerville in the Rayleigh Shopping Center, if you'd like to stop by and pick yourself up a sweet treat. We'll get into what's going on here in the legislature in just a moment. I wanted to bring you something that's just rather bizarre with these stimulus checks. Well, first, let me bring you something that's pretty cool, actually. If you are anticipating a stimulus check and you would like to track it, to see that if you, you know, actually qualify for it, or if you actually get it, then log on to 991fmtalk.com. You can go to, I believe I had it set for, actually, let me look at the site and see when, because I want to give you the exact day so you can go find the information. But this is really cool because you can go in and you can log into a site that you just punch some information into. And I did it to make sure that it wasn't, you know, a bad link or something. And you can see where you are at in the process. Yeah, isn't that cool? Okay, so go to March 16th on the page. And you can go through this link brought to us by WSB Radio. And they've got the link, and it's how you can track your $1,400 payment or whatever amount you may be getting. So I thought that was pretty cool. So I wanted you to have that. Again, that's March 16th. I'm trying to put everything through by days now, but, you know, I would just start scrolling back and checking out the articles because the names of the articles are in the links, like the Atlanta shooting suspect and all that good stuff. So while you're there, make sure you log on to the poll question today brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you think there should be a law that requires people of a certain age, like to vote or to get breast implants? You have to be of a certain age before you can get gender reassignment surgery. They're talking about 3- and 4-year-olds having it. Why would you do that? Why would you mutilate a child? I'll back off on that one. Okay. So something I wanted to give you the heads up on with these stimulus payments. They also open up just a level of crime. We've seen the fraud. There's billions of dollars in fraud, even right here at home with our unemployment services. I'm suspecting there's like 50% all across the country. The billions of, that's why a lot of the original payments haven't been put out, because they're so afraid of the fraud. But this takes a whole different turn. Man went to his baby mama, actually a restraining order against him, wanted his portion of her $1,400 check, wanted half of it. She said no. She was actually willing to give him $450. But he wanted more. She said, take it or leave it. Well, he left. But then he came back. Then he came back and he shot her. And he kept shooting until 4 of her family members, including 2 brothers, her aunt, and 1 of her children, not his child, because he grabbed up his child and took off. She was also shot, but she survived. He had a restraining order, or she had a restraining order against him. You can find the link on my webpage if you want to read this. It's just, it's horrific. And I'm putting the link up there because there's actually a GoFundMe page to help with the final expenses of having to bury a 7-year-old child, 2 in the prime of their lives, men, and a beloved aunt. Because this guy, rather than working for a living or even being a human being in my standards, decided to just go in and kill everybody. Do you think that he had a permit for that gun? I can't wait to see the end result on that. But just in case you were buying in to all of the BS that the Democrats are feeding you about all this money that you're going to be getting and how wonderful, you know, Biden's tax increases are going to be. Because, you know, they're raising money on the, or they're raising taxes on the rich to provide money for the poor. No, they're not. Are you serious? Here's another story for you. They are raising taxes on probably one of the least rich among us. They're all about blah, blah, blah. The lowest earning workers who literally survive paycheck for paycheck are those entrepreneurs out there who are doing whatever they can to make ends meet. I'm talking about freelancers, you know, the gig workers, the people who go out and write articles for magazines. So the Democrats have decided, they just kind of slipped this in to the relief bill. If you were a freelancer and you had a, there was a threshold actually of $20,000. So freelancers could earn upwards of the amount without reporting their income to the IRS. Okay. Well, Democrats lowered that threshold. They lowered it from $20,000. Do you think, what, maybe they lowered it to $15,000? No. Maybe $10,000? No. They lowered it to $600. Yeah. So in the end, gig workers, freelancers, entrepreneurs will be paying more in taxes now than the $1,400 stimulus check they'll receive. Congress admitted that this new law is proposed precisely to help pay for the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill. So much for helping the poor. So much for helping those in need. If a Democrat ever tells you that they are working for the working poor, that they are working for the people, just laugh in their face and walk away, because that is a flat-out lie. Aren't you getting tired of being lied to your face? Let's go to the talk and text lines. Check in with Nora this morning. Wants to talk about the shooting that I was talking about just a few moments ago. Nora, thanks for calling into the program today.
Yes, hon. Actually, I was wanting to talk about the question you had asked first about the children. You know, they should be adults before they can even do stuff like that. They don't have a clue. You know, they have so much to learn before they're adults, and we're still learning. And I think it's really sad that they want to let children make these decisions, because believe me, some of the children, and I know personally one who did, is, regretted it when he got older. But that's how I feel.
Look at everything that they do, you know, not only they say it's for the children, but it's to the children, like requiring saying that children can go have abortions without any parental notification. You know, how do we know that pregnancy is not from a rape or, you know, from the sex trade, from sex trafficking?
Yep.
It's just, it's horrendous.
Not to mention it messes with their heads, and down the road when they become adults and they're ready to have children, that's always going to be in the back of their mind, mm-hmm. You know. And I got to tell you, too, that I appreciate so much your program. And I have been listening to all these programs for quite a while. And let me tell you, I have learned more in this last year and got involved more. And don't stop doing what you're doing, Monica, because you have a way of teaching, touching people's soul. And it makes them stop and think with their brain and about other things other than yourself. So I want to just thank you so much, because you have really helped guide me in a direction my family says we never thought. But now I'm sending my family information that I hear from you and different people, but they have your deal and stuff they're going on. They're learning stuff that they didn't know. I said, well, better than listen to me, because I'll forget words. read what's on this, believe me. And, of course, my family, we're all, you know, Trumpsters, and I'm not going to back down for that, nor do I walk on eggs and worry about what I say. You know, so
yeah, I'm trying to bring information. It shouldn't matter if you're a Trumpster. This information.
Oh,
just...
no, it's not. I'm just saying
oh,
that.
No, I'm
just,
yeah,
I say
I'm
that
just,
proudly.
Yeah, I'm just
I say that proudly.
Saying that.
But,
right.
You know, this is what I prayed for when we had him as president. He did everything he promised. I am also very disgusted with Biden's wife. That she would let her husband with the medical problem he has, and believe me, my mother's had it for years. I noticed it 6 years ago. She should be supporting her husband and not put him in that position. And I pray for everybody. I don't wish nobody bad, but by God, that woman is using him just for fame and money. And so I just put my stuff out there. People know. I call a spade a spade. I don't care if people like me or not. I like me, and I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just being true to my own self, be true. But thank you so much for all that you have taught me.
Well, thank you for the call this morning. I've got to get going to other calls,
yes,
Nora.
Have a blessed day.
You have a blessed day as well. Thank you so much for calling in today. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of your phone calls at 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM, new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And I think Kamala Harris is just trying to get away from the media. She was asked about the crisis at the border the other day, and she said basically as she was walking away from reporters, I haven't been briefed on it. How can you not, as vice president, know what's going on at the border? We need to change the slogan of kids in cages to kids in cargo containers. Yes, shipping containers. Brought to you by the Biden administration, who is trying to push all the blame on Trump. Obama blamed everything on Trump. Biden's going to blame everything on Trump. These political hacks that have lived the life of politics for 40, 50, 60 years haven't done squat, and they blame everything on Trump, who is an outsider who was only in there for 4 years. And yet everything he promised, he got done. Well, now the Biden administration is making sure that you don't get the truth. Well, even if they were putting out the truth, but even for those honest organizations out there like OANN and Newsmax, the Biden administration is limiting what Border Patrol can actually share with the media. So much for being transparent. But it's not just the media. Because Governor Abbott of Texas has been trying to get into these facilities to see what's going on. Even the governor and his employees can't get into these holding facilities. Unbelievable. Just a little something. Do you remember? And now they're trying to just cover everything up, making sure the media doesn't report on stuff. Because remember how it was reported that an SUV was in a collision with a big rig? And I believe it was 13 illegal immigrants out of the 25 or 24 that were actually in the vehicle died. That made national news. What didn't make national news was up the road, the vehicle that caught on fire and Border Patrol found 16 people hiding in the bushes. Well, unfortunately, just 2 days ago, Dodge Ram, head-on collision with another truck, a Ford truck, man driving his truck with his daughter, head-on collision. The driver of the Dodge fled on foot. Amazing that he survived, but he was apprehended. But out of that collision, 8 illegals. 8 people in this country illegally. They all passed away. The man and his daughter are in the hospital in very serious condition. Welcome to the Biden administration. Is this what Democrats really want for this country? It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this.